USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House said security has been stepped up for Dr. Anthony Fauci. There are growing threats to his personal safety, as some choose to believe he's facilitating a hoax. On CBS, he was asked if the number of deaths estimated at 200,000 was a rough number. He said, if we all believe it is true and follow the guidelines, we can lower those numbers.
The more we push to really very, very strictly adhere to the guidelines of physical separation, I believe we can modify that. You can't just throw our hands up and say, that's inevitably going to happen.
The White House is also discussing recommendations that Americans wear face masks. They said, yes, but first priority above all was medical professionals that are on the front lines. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms. Even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
A popular heartburn medication is the focus of a health alert from the FDA. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Food and Drug Administration is requesting that all versions of heartburn medicine Zantac be removed from shelves due to potential carcinogen contamination. Zantac is produced by a French drug maker, and some generic versions of it have been recalled over the last year because of possible contamination, but there are still some out there, and the FDA says it's determined the presence of that specific carcinogen in some of the products increases over time. The agency says it results in consumer exposure to unacceptably high levels of that impurity. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More losses again on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 973 points, the S&P 500 down 114, and the NASDAQ down 339. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Feeling the pressure of being cooped up for quite a while? A lot of people are getting stir-crazy, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has some tips on how you can relieve stress.
As many people struggle to adjust to life at home, whether that's having kids at home because the kids are not in school, or people are now working from home and having to self-quarantine, lots of folks are suffering from anxiety. Gabby Bernstein is a New York Times best-selling author and motivational speaker. She joins ABC's Good Morning America with some tips on how you can keep your stress and anxiety levels low.
I think that we have to set intentions every single day to allow ourselves to show up with a better attitude and a better perspective. So one thing I've been doing every morning is I get out my journal and I write two questions down. How do I want to feel today? And what do I want to give today? And when we think about what we want to give today, do I want to give groceries to a neighbor? Do I want to give to a charity? Do I want to give by posting something positive on social media? And by setting ourselves up with an intention each day, it really allows us to get into an energy that's going to be sustainable all throughout the day.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Adam Schlesinger, the bassist and founding member of the alternative rock band Fountains of Wayne, died of the coronavirus from complications. Adam Schlesinger was 52. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.